Characterizing the time energy entanglement of photons is particularly challenging because of the difficulty of realizing the time-resolved quantum measurement. So we analyze the probability of obtaining the full quantum state of photons by the two-photon interference with a short-time reference pulse. So the content includes such three parts. One, we will discuss the limitation of time resolution by the reference bandwidth, and then we show how to measure the coherence by superposition of two short-time reference pulse. And we also apply to verify the temporal entanglement between selected reference times. So as we know, recent technological developments make it possible to generate the entanglement on time scales much shorter than the time resolution of available detectors. To fully utilize the potential of such broadband source of entangled states, it is necessary to develop the measurement system that can characterize the full quantum state on the extremely short time scales. Photon bunching or two-photon interference can provide much more detailed information about the photon pairs. For measurement, the measurement beyond the time resolution of available detectors, two-photon interference with a short-time reference pulse may be an alternative, visible alternative. Now I will show how it can work. To obtain the temporal feature of the signal photons, we consider the use of a short-time pulse as a reference, which is illustrated in the figure. The photon bunching of Homer-Mandel types is observed when the two photons enter a 50-50 beam splitter on opposite sides. If the photons share the same temporal and transverse coherence, two-photon interference eliminates the probability of video exists on the opposite side. However, any mismatch in the temporal and the transverse coherence results in the appearance of photons and opposite sides. Coincident detection of photons on opposite sides of the beam splitter is a direct direct measure of mismatch between the quantum state of photons that enter the beam splitter. So we can consider to use the two-photon interference between the reference photon and the signal photon to achieve a time-resolved measurement on time scales defined by the pulse time of the reference. The transformation of the field operator can be interpreted by the transformation of the temporal operators. And the input port one is the reference photon, which is known and defined in the time domain. The phi t is the time dependence of the reference amplitude. So during the well-known process of discussion of photon bunching effects, we can easily find the effect of the two photon interference with the reference photon on the coincident count is given by a signal photon measurement operator, MS, defined by the projection on the state of the reference. Hence, we can achieve the time without the measurement of the signal photon by the two photon interference with the help of the reference pulse. Obviously, this time without the measurement is limited by the shape of the reference. In the following, we will discuss the effect of the of temporal and the frequency of reference pulse on time without measurement. As we know, the ideal measurement of time can project. State defined by a data function in time. Based on the previous discussion, we know this time without measurement is limited by the reference. The time without measurement can be achieved by scanning the peak time of the reference pulse with the appropriate time delay. So the reference state can be interpreted as a filter operator F acts on eigen state of time. The filter operator F can be shown in this equation, and where the phi zero is the reference state without time delay. Obviously, we can find the filter operator is only depend on the spectrum of the reference pulse. So the problem of the time resolution of the signal photons can be completely expressed in terms of the filter operator F that converts the temporal eigenstate into the reference pulse. The measurement operator for a reference time t is then given by this form. So we can find the overlap of the original state with the reference state is equal to that of the modified state with an eigenstate of time. So hence the effect of the reference pulse can be understood in terms of distortion and transmission of the input states before a fully time-resolved detection. The dispersion component is given by the shape of the reference pulse, and the transformation is given by the absolute value of the frequency amplitude, and describe the effect of dispersion-free band pass filter. Furthermore, if the distortion of the input states by the filter operator F are negligible small, this limit can be achieved when the bandwidth of the reference pulse is sufficiently broader than that of the that of signal photons. This means we can interpret the raw data directly as projection on eigenstate of time. Optimally, the spectrum of the reference pulse should be approximately rectangular. Resulting the transmission of a specific bandwidth. The temporal measurement will be completely accurate for all input field within the bandwidth. For rectangular spectrum of the reference pulse, the average number of coincident counts NC from an input state phi with a frequency spectrum entirely within the bandwidth of delta omega is given by this form. So the coincidence counter is proportional to the to the temporal density matrix scaling by pi and pi and the bandwidth. Hence, to optimize the signal to noise ratio of the measurement, it is therefore desirable to use minimal bandwidth acceptable for the respective input stage. And then we will discuss how to measure the temporal coherence of the signal signal photons. Previous discussion show how to measure the time result, how to achieve a time result measurement. And it is easy to obtain the coherence between the coherence between different times by superposition of the short time pulse as a reference. The scheme is shown in this figure. So that the coherence reference generated by the interference between the original reference path and a time delay path. So the reference state can be equal superposition of input times t1 and t2. Moreover, for fully quantum tomography, we still need to obtain the phase information from dependence of coherence on time difference between t1 and t2. As we know, the phase shift is connected with the time shift. It's difficult to distinguish each other. However, we still can realize the phase shift by a small time shift. As long as one requirement is satisfied, we assume that a small shift on time difference do result in a corresponding phase shift phi equal to delta t divided omega zero, where omega zero is the central frequency of the reference pulse. So it is easy to find if phi is sufficiently smaller than omega zero divided delta omega. The state t and the state t minus phi divided omega zero are nearly indistinguishable within the bandwidth. It ensures that the filter operator f acting on the state t minus phi divided omega zero is approximately equal to f acting on the state t with the phase shift. So arbitrary phase shift can then be realized under this requirement. Based on the previous discussion, the measurement operator observed with such superposition can be shown in this form. So by scanning the T1 and T2 and phi with the appropriate range of value, a completely tomographic reconstruction of temporal density matrix of photons is possible. So if the bandwidth of the reference pulse is sufficiently broad, this means the phase dependence of the coincidence counter can provide a direct experimental evidence for the temporal coherence of the signal photons. So consequently, the temporal representation of the density matrix can be obtained without further data processing, simply by scanning the detection time t1 and t2. So we also can apply to verify the entanglement in time domain with the two photon interference. This scheme is in this form. It is nearly necessary to retain the two photon coincidence measurements for one signal photons and one signal photon and one reference photon to four photon coincidence observed for two signal photons with two separate reference photons. So the measurement operator of the fourfold coincidence can be interpreted in this equation, where the MS is a single photon redox. So the reference bit in A and in B can be interpreted as this form. Based on the previous discussion, we can find that characterization of the temporal entanglement can be given by projector on reference. The projector corresponding to such reference states can be interpreted by four-dimensional subspace spanned by the eigenstate of times T1A and T1B in path A and T1B and T2B in path B. Using such basis space in this 2x2 Hilbert space, the projector can be given by the matrix. So, varying the phase in A and in B, it is possible to distinguish distinguish the contribution with different phase factors. In particularly, it is possible to verify the coherence between T1A, T1B, and T2A, T2B. From the coincident beta, since it is only depends on the sum of phi A and phi B. This term describes a genuine two-photon interference and particularly useful for verifying the temporal entanglement. So, if the bandwidth of the reference pulse is broad enough, we also can verify the temporal entanglement entanglement directly without any further data processing. The entanglement witness is that only entangled states can exist two-photon coherence of one-fourth between T1A, T1B, and T2A, T2B. Hence, it is possible to verify the temporal entanglement by detecting the value of the coherence at different time, which is larger than one-fourth and a fixed set of detection times. For maximal entangled states, this coherence can be as high as one-half. So finally, we do a summary. We have shown how two-photon interference with photon from ultra-short time reference pulse can be used to detect the temporal the temporal feature of unknown input photon, and then the complete quantum coherence in time can be obtained using the reference pulse in a superposition of two short time pulses. If the bandwidth is broad enough, the temporal density matrix is given directly by the raw data without further data processing. And then the application to entanglement shows that the method allow an efficient detection of temporal entanglement using entanglement witness criterion obtainable with only a minimal number of measurement settings. Thank you.
The smaller the deviation of the Hongo Mandel effect from one target. So you need to collect a lot of data. Do you agree with this? It's difficult to implement.
I'm sorry. sorry.
So what I'm saying is that the full pump, the rectal signal and the reference full pump
yeah.
are going to be in very different modes.
yeah.
Right? So the combo one that dip is going to be very, very small.
Yeah.
And it will be very difficult to detect.
But we show for impairments maybe the signal state is unknown, but you can estimate the bandwidth of the bandwidth of the signal photons. So I think using a weak coherent state it's not difficult to realize.
I'm going to